Thanks for listening to Dad's Doing Nerd Shit, a podcast by three dads who talk about the shit they are interested in. Just a PSA for the listeners. We are not experts, and you should not be taking advice from us. All opinions are biased because they're ours. We don't get paid enough to have anybody else's opinions. Also, we tend to say cuss. Fuck. Also, we tend to cuss, swear, and just say whatever the fuck rolls out of our mouth. So make sure the kids aren't in the room if you don't want them to hear that. With that out of the way, roll the dice and join us as we discuss the things we love and the culture around being a nerd.
And welcome to Dad's Doing Nerd Shit. I'm Matt.
I'm Jim.
I'm Dusty.
Whoa. That didn't help lean back at all, buddy.
No, sorry. I mean, yeah, it was better than like going right into the mic.
Maybe.
I mean, if you wanted to do that properly, like
cover the mic and lean back.
Yeah, that's but a then little better.
It would sound normal.
So, you know, you get, I think I'm pretty sure the listeners get it, how we're doing shit nowadays. I figure we can just talk about some nerd shit tonight.
Yeah.
Nerd shit.
Is that what we're doing? Talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the name.
Title. Oh, fuck. I guess I'll get rid of these notes.
Yeah, shit.
Guess we're all
this research I did on quantum physics can just go right out the window.
And spaghetti strand physics or whatever the fuck it's called. String theory.
String theory. Yeah. Crazy shit that is.
It is.
Speaking of crazy shit, Dusty, I know you have. Jim, have you watched any of The Sandman on Netflix?
I have not. Bro. Oh, like, man. Y'all keep fucking throwing these shows at me, and like, I only have so much time to watch shows.
Mr. fucking Critical Role over here. You guys need to watch Critical Role. I have so much stuff I'm watching. You need to watch it. Okay, we'll watch it. And it's amazing. I'll give you that.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah. I'm glad.
I'm like 10 episodes behind on Critical
me too.
Role.
It's okay. I think most of us are.
On last week's at this point. But they took a hiatus. So I'm not too worried about like trying to get through the episode that I'm on. Mm-hmm. So
they're on another hiatus?
No.
Is this the one from
they
like
take
a few
the,
months ago?
No, they take the last Thursday of every month off.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Oh, okay.
There isn't another one after this quite yet.
Gotcha.
This coming Monday there will be another one. So that'll be cool. But no,
so,
man, I'm telling
Sandman.
You. The Sandman, and you know, I heard everything Neil Gaiman said. You know, always going to be inclusive and have a Joanna Constantine, Constantine, as it's pronounced in the show. And I have to say, as a huge, huge fucking fan of John Constantine, my only complaint of Joanna Constantine is she didn't smoke one fucking cigarette, not one,
because. Canonically, Constantine is a 3 to 4 pack a day smoker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you're lucky.
Right. Well,
I mean, that's Gabriel what he is now because Keanu, the prices are so high.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. In the Keanu movie, Gabriel says to Constantine, "You smoke 2 packs a day and you're going to hell because you fucking killed yourself. You're fucked, dude." So like, and they had all these great like archway shots of Joanna in the episode that she shows up in. And I was like, where's her cigarette? Just one cigarette would have satisfied me.
Or even just a cigarette butt like being flicked away.
Yeah. You just see her stamp it out. Right. Because the actress doesn't really want to smoke.
Pulling a Razor Ramon and just had a toothpick every time you fucking saw her.
Nah, that would have been too cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, and
I'm trying to quit.
And the other issue is
or even candy cigarettes, man. Fuck it.
No, she no.
Turn
no.
it digital.
She has to. She has. To, so she should vape then.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine her sitting there being like, with a huge cloud,
right in fucking Sandman's face.
Oh,
dude.
This guava ice is just amazing.
You should really try this strawberry lemonade.
I say this with fucking like 6 bottles of vape juice next to me.
Yeah,
from
right.
When I vaped.
Yep.
God damn it, Dusty. Just yep. One episode of clean audio.
Listen. I dropped something on the floor. I'm sorry.
Jenna Coleman, who plays Joanna Constantine.
Constantine.
Dusty and I. Constantine,
have
yes.
to separate it.
Yep. As she played, what, Clara?
Yes.
Yeah, Clara Oswald in Doctor Who. She was the Impossible Girl. And it was hard to separate the two until she was like, bruv, are you fucking stupid? And yeah. I was like, okay. As soon as she yeah. said bruv, like, I was like, all right. And I like that she uses that more, you know, she sounds like Matt Cole did when he took a turn as John Constantine. Right. Like, but no, I think she did a great job. And I got to say, I'm looking forward to the spinoff. She is getting her own show on Netflix.
Nice.
Yep.
That's going to be cool.
So that'd be awesome, man. Like everything they've done with the property, you know, as far as Lucifer Morningstar, you know, played by Gwendolyn Christie, you know, that's.
Dude, she's fantastic.
She's fucking awesome. Fantastic. She's such a huge woman. Like
she is, though.
She towers over the Tom Sturridge, who plays Dream. Like she is. Oh, my God. A tower of a woman.
She's
it's insane.
6'4", I think is
yeah.
what we said the other day. She's tall.
Yeah. But she's
if,
awesome.
If you watch Game of Thrones, her interaction with, I want to say his name is Tormund. Oh, my God. He's in love with this woman because she is more manly than he is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just pulled up the IMDb listing for The Sandman just so I could put like faces to names.
Sure. Sure.
Like, I know who, fuck, you just said her name.
Jenna Coleman or Gwendolyn Christie.
Jenna Coleman, the Impossible Girl. I know her, like, from when I watched Doctor Who. But anyways, like, I pulled it up and the poster picture, like, dude looks like a Robert Pattinson from Wish.
I could see that actually now that you mention it
just because like he's not looking straight on, he's like got his head tilted down a little bit and like he's got a very like not triangular head but like upside down pear shaped head.
Sure.
So just like the
I'm on the page now, so seeing it too. Yeah.
I'll give you, he looks like Robert Pattinson if he played Nero or Neo.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I will say this, the dude has, like, I'm just going to say what's in my head, the sexiest, like, timbre in his voice. Like, he has such, like, an awesome, deep voice.
Ain't no it's shame like, in saying that.
And it's
no, man, like, 100%, I'm like, dude, the dude's voice is fucking crazy. And I hope it's really his voice and it's not, like, them fucking with it
in
post-production. Right.
Well, that's, you know, with Stranger Things, the dude that plays Vecna, he does Vecna's voice, and there is no vocal, you know, fluctuation mechanically.
Nope.
It's all him.
Right. There is no post-production on his
voice. Yes. And it is crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome, though. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no. Sandman, if you haven't checked it out on Netflix, pretty dope. I haven't finished it yet. I'm interested to see where it goes, to see where they take where Netflix actually takes this property. Because so many spinoffs, man. You're talking. I wasn't allowed to buy these fucking comic books when I was a kid.
Right.
I didn't even know
you
it
know
was
what I mean?
A comic book.
Oh, until man. No.
Sean said
I knew,
something on Facebook.
I knew it was a comic book. I knew Neil Gaiman had some comic books to his name. But again, I was never allowed to read this kind of comic book. You know, I was allowed to read fucking Ren and Stimpy.
Right.
Which was, you know,
fucking
10 times worse.
Had some
fucked
up shit in it, man. Like,
dude, you watch that shit now, you're like, how did I miss this?
So there's actually the shit we watched, Ren and Stimpy, when we were kids, is not the same as the Ren and Stimpy clips that get played on fucking Facebook and shit. And like, oh, this is what we watched when we were kids. No, that was the remake of Ren and Stimpy.
The uncut episodes or the lost episodes and shit, because those are fucking adult as shit.
Without a doubt. Mild version of what
we got. Dude, I remember one episode of Ren and Stimpy. The doctor swapped his medical files, so Ren thought he was dying.
Yeah.
So he bought like this big extravagant coffin to go live in before he died, and then he could just die there and they could just leave him.
Right.
And I was always like, that's so awesome.
Right. That makes so much sense.
But as a kid, I always wanted like an underground base underneath a tree, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that Ren and Stimpy. Excuse me. I'm not saying that Ren and Stimpy wasn't
mildly fucked up.
It wasn't not good for kids to watch.
Okay. Sure.
It definitely wasn't good for kids to watch, but it wasn't, it was pretty fucked up. Like even the legit shit was.
Yeah, dude. Without a doubt. Compared to what we let our kids watch. Would you let your kid watch fucking Ren and Stimpy?
Oh God, no. We didn't let her watch fucking SpongeBob for the longest time.
Oh, I didn't let him watch SpongeBob because I fucking hated it. So,
I mean, that played into it. That definitely played into it, but it was like,
well, they thought I was weird because I was like, no Dora, but go Diego. I didn't mind. I'd been hearing Dora for fucking years. I hated it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't take it. And I didn't want to
have
it stuck in
soy Dora.
Yeah.
Swiper, no swiping. Jesus.
He was such a creepy little fuck too, Swiper.
Fucking measles, man.
Speaking of kids shows, and I know we're going all over the fucking place tonight.
Hey, we're just whipping our nerd back and forth. I whip my nerd back and forth.
I whip my nerd. Have you guys seen Bluey?
Excuse me?
No.
Bluey.
Never heard of it.
Okay, like so Blue's it Castle? Is a... No, it is a show from Australia, a children's show from Australia.
Okay.
And honestly, I wish it was around when my daughter was younger. Because this cartoon is everything that a kids show should be.
No shit.
Like
better than Phineas and Ferb. Phineas and Ferb is like pinnacle fucking.
I don't
kids
know,
show
man.
Like,
Phineas and Ferb is like. I don't.
I
think
love
can
the subliminal fucked upness that's actually in Phineas and Ferb.
Facts,
right?
So Phineas and Ferb, I love Phineas and Ferb, right?
Yeah, dude.
Bluey like can't even compare because it's like it legit is educational.
Okay.
Without seeming educational.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Like there's an episode that I think it's in season 3. I think they're on season 3 now. So it actually dealt with death in a healthy manner.
The show that my girls watched was Ni Hao Kai Lan.
Oh, fuck.
So it
that.
Was. Dude, it taught a little bit of Chinese, right? Mandarin. But it also taught kids how to deal with their emotions.
Yeah.
And I did like that aspect of it. I like Ni Hao Kai Lan way more than Dora the Explorer.
Way more than Caillou.
I've never seen Caillou.
Oh, man. Caillou was the greatest.
What?
I will reach through this screen and punch you in the fucking throat.
Did Caillou I never punch?
Mike Caillou was an annoying little bald-headed fuck.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Selfish
Krillin.
So, Caillou is actually a spin-off of a spin-off of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
No shit.
Yes.
It's like Daniel Tiger's something or other.
Yes.
I hated that.
So, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in, what was it? The Kingdom of Tomorrow or Yesterday or whatever the fuck it was. Remember the little trolley and they went into the little puppet world?
I am only aware of Mr. Rogers. I don't ever remember actually watching it as a child.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, so there's a segment of the show where there's a little trolley and it's like a transition into this little make-believe world with puppets. Okay?
Okay, word. Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yep.
One of the puppets was Daniel Tiger.
Hmm. Okay.
Daniel Tiger got his own... Yes. Okay. Daniel Tiger got his own spinoff.
Okay.
Which somehow incorporated this Caillou character.
Hmm.
And then Caillou got his own spinoff.
All right. Ugh, it does sound like a terrible, terrible show.
It was. He was a little bald-headed, annoying little fuck.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm totally happy with having spent my children's, you know, toddler grade school years watching My Little Pony and Phineas and Ferb and shit. Like, man, My Little Pony was great. It had some great, like, social understanding lessons. Fucking wasn't super Christian as far as, like, the education that it was willing to offer.
That's how I feel with Sophia the First. Yeah, Aaron really got into Sophia the First and then Elena of Avalar.
Yep. That was right as the girls. I think Abby was in the Sophia. Our youngest was in the Sophia and the Avalor one for a minute. They were into it, but dude, I remember the fairies when they came out with the Tinkerbell movies. That was big with my kids. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, Aaron Tinkerbell. Really never got into the Tinkerbell crap, which
I always tried to like figure out how the Tinkerbell from the Tinkerbell movies was the same asshole cunt from the fucking Peter Pan movie, because she's so nice in the Tinkerbell movies and she's such an asshole. From the
Peter Pan animated movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that's supposed to be the same Tinkerbell, like, but Peter Pan's like later in her existence. Like, how much fucking later? Because she's miserable.
I don't remember her being miserable in she the was animated just so Peter bitchy. Pan.
She's in love with Peter Pan, and Peter Pan and has she's no super bitchy want about for it. Her.
Yeah,
like I know in Hook, she's a bit of a.
Well, you can see it in the bitch. Animated series, or the animated.
She's an asshole, movie. The Wendy, the whole thing. The whole way through. But I was always like, I just had a hard time rectifying that this lovable Tinkerbell was the same one being rude to Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy didn't deserve that.
I wish Disney Plus had been around when my kids were younger. That would have been awesome. That would have
been so much easier to like just put something on TV.
Yeah, dude. What do you guys want to watch? We've got all the shows rather than, oh, no, there's not a new episode for another 8 days. You guys don't know what that's like.
Right. And we've already seen all four seasons 12 times.
Dude, the worst was when they would have one season and then they'd play that one season like nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would like syndicate it after a single season. So you got the same 20 episodes every day.
Oh, Aaron still like does that days. With shows.
Yeah.
She's watched Gumball and Darwin, The Amazing World of Gumball.
I love The Amazing World of Gumball.
Like six times.
No shit.
And claims she's only watched it once.
Hmm.
Like, no, I specifically remember here and watching this episode like four times.
Yeah.
I love it when Gumball goes Super Saiyan. It's great. So many calls to like our childhood shows. It's great. So good.
Speaking of Super Saiyan, Dusty, we never did we ever bring up superheroes? I think we did.
Because
Dragon Ball Z superheroes.
Superheroes.
God, dude, so good,
so fucking good, man.
Well, you might as well save it for the second half.
All right, we'll save it for the second half. We still got 10 minutes.
Yeah, but the way you two go on about fucking Dragon Ball.
That's true.
I will say that it was a sad day for me in my children's life when Phineas and Ferb had no more new episodes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed in that because that show, man, if you don't have kids, like we know guys that just had kids and people who are going to have kids, maybe they won't, maybe they will, who the fuck knows. But if you have kids ever someday, show them fucking Phineas and Ferb because it's a wholesome James.
It's legit. For sure.
They are the new age Bill Nye, in my opinion, because they teach you to question everything and follow your dream with whatever it
and
may be.
And sing a fucking song while you do it.
That's right. It's fucking
so
awesome.
Yes. So yes, but I wouldn't compare them to Bill Nye.
No, yeah, because it is like super imaginative.
Well, it is, but it's still like,
I mean, there's, there's literally no physics to it. So,
well, it's Disney. But yeah. Have you read that theory that Candace, her brothers are actually dead, and she's like,
yes,
makes them up in her head?
Yeah. That theory. I followed like Dan Povenmire on TikTok, and I can confirm via Dan Povenmire that is not true.
Mm-mm. No. And it was so weird to watch because Ashley Tisdale was voicing Candace when she was in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, that's weird.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, that's... But yeah, I missed Phineas and Ferb. That was an awesome show. Swing. Perry the Platypus. Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz, imagine being Incorporated.
That poor bastard, his parent, his mom didn't even show up to his birth.
Yep.
And he was what? Raised by meerkats by some shit?
Raised by garden gnomes or something?
Yeah. He became a garden gnome. Yeah, because his parents made him stand out there. And Perry the Platypus, come on. Greatest side character ever. Like, hands down.
And
made me want a platypus.
Kind of prophetic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because when they inked the color of Perry the Platypus, it was just like, oh, this is a fun color for a made-up character.
Right. Kids show.
Make come to find out, they actually kind of glow teal under black light.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then that little
weird.
And then that little growl that Perry the Platypus does. It was like, oh, this is a fun sound for a made-up character for a cartoon show. Come to find out, they kind of purr like that a little bit.
Yeah. Perry the Platypus. Would you get one as a pet?
Yeah, I would.
I'm surprised their sales didn't skyrocket.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to own.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're endangered. I meant,
like, I'm surprised there wasn't, like, a black market for platypi.
I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah, Disney.
I mean, you got a duck-billed, beaver-tailed, poison-talon, mammary-having, egg-laying mammal.
It really is just a hodgepodge of everything.
No, like, I don't even... They don't have mammaries. They just, like, sweat milk or something like that.
They sweat milk, yes.
That's gross. Yep. Think about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You pick it up on a hot day, and it's like, oh, man, you smell sour, bud. It's all slimy. What would you name your platypus?
Curds Perry? Coming off its back.
Perry.
We'll totally name it Perry.
Word. I would have to name mine Jerry.
Ooh.
Well, Jerry the platypus. And I'd have to go with Larry.
Back up, Terry! Female,
then it'd be Mary. Mary the platypus.
If it's for Mary the platypus. Yeah.
I mean, you got a whole list. Mary, Larry, Harry, Jerry, Gary. Meow.
That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the whole list. You got a whole list. Here's five of them.
Well, Barry. You can have Barry the platypus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Carrie.
Dairy. They sweet milk.
Fairy. Gary. Harry.
Yerry. Why not?
Jerry.
Just go down the alphabet.
Yeah, that's Carrie. All I'm doing.
Nary.
Right, Carrie again.
O'Ary.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Query.
I was going to say you'd get the Carrie again if you said you put a Q there. You could still say Carrie.
I mean, there's three already. Very. There you go. Very the platypus.
Very the Yeri. Platypus. That would be awesome.
Very.
Zary. Wary.
So, I forgot what I was going to say. That was cool. I love it when that happens.
Sherry. The platypus.
Sherry. That would be a good one for the female platypi.
Terry.
Is it platypi or do you say platypuses? Pussies. Platypuses.
Platypuses?
Does a platypus a have a platypussy?
I'm not looking it up.
Dusty.
Dusty, look it up.
The
platypus
duty falls on you.
Let me go into fucking incognito mode because my kids use the computer too.
Oh, man. Better incognito that so Google doesn't put me on a list.
Dude, no, could you imagine start getting ads for fucking platypussy, like pocket platypussies?
No, the next one's just going to, yeah, it's going to be furry fucking platypus people.
Plastiplatypussy?
Oh, man. Fuck this platypussy.
You know there has to be a
elastic platypussy.
You know, I actually got a kid that works for me that used to work at a fucking porn shop. And man, that dude has some fucking wild stories of fucking people buying sex toys. I don't know if I could do it, man. Like, how do you keep a straight face and not kind of giggle at the dude? Or is it a little nastier? Oh, man, Dusty's
got Dusty found something.
Answer. What do you got, bud?
Okay. So first off, there's a musical artist called Platypussy.
Nice.
Which is
nice.
Funny.
I mean.
Yeah, right. Or you can go into the Urban Dictionary and mm-hmm. find Platypussy.
Oh, what is it in Urban Dictionary? That is awesome.
Getting laid by a platypus. The act of having sex with a platypus. Dude, I got some platypussy last night at the zoo.
What the fuck? So it's just fucking a platypus.
Just fucking platypus.
All right.
All right. Now we need to know.
I guess they're platypuses.
Pusses? You don't say platypi?
See, I would say platypi.
Right. I'm going with platypi.
Yep. We need to vote it just like.
All right. So now Dusty, we need you to look up sexual organs of platypi.
Yeah.
Because we need to.
Do they have like.
No.
Is their wiener like an alligator's?
Or a duck's?
Plural for platypus is platypuses. Not platypi.
Platypuses.
I don't care. I'm still calling it platypi.
Right, so would
I. It sounds wrong saying platypuses.
It does.
Octopuses?
Octopi.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like saying shrimps.
Platypus. Shrimps?
Right.
Can I get one of them baskets of shrimps?
I'll have all the deer. All of the deer.
All the deers. All of the deers.
Wow, I fucked that up, didn't I?
All the meese.
All the meese. Mooses.
All the mouses.
That reminds me of Brian Regan.
You haven't finished your job.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I thought we were learning about fucking platypuses.
We are learning about fucking platypuses.
Yeah.
And platypussy.
Welcome yeah, like yeah. When you fuck a platypus, you call it "I got some platypussy." That's cool.
So they do have a cloaca.
Really?
Yep.
What?
No shit.
Yep.
No shit.
Opening in the ventral wall of the cloaca for the penis. The cloaca
wow.
opening in the vertical, the ventral.
I mean,
wall
I guess it makes sense because they lay eggs.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. Yeah, it does make sense.
Interesting. Now, what about females?
They would have the cloaca.
Right, but it's just weird that they lay eggs and I shouldn't have looked at these pictures. That's fucking weird. Cool.
How bad is it?
I mean,
it's a little platypenis.
It's different. Well,
a platypecker? Platypine?
Is it like a duck's penis where it corkscrews?
No, looks like a dagger.
It looks like a dagger. All right, screen share that. I got to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hang on. I got to find a good shot of it. What is that?
Dusty's examining platypenis.
Yeah, platypine. Xiaflex for your bent platypine. What? I wonder what a veterinarian would do if you brought a platypus to him and were like, hey.
Probably report you to the authorities.
Imagine,
that's true.
Imagine if you will. I don't know. It's just it's fucking weird, man.
So share the screen, dude.
Hang on.
Yeah,
I've never done that before.
Man. Yeah, you just hits a button that's just sham a screen. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's a shitty chair.
That is a shitty chair.
Sorry.
I can't see the platypus penis.
That's right here.
It does look like a dagger.
It kind of looks like a tooth.
Almost like
an arrowhead. Yeah.
Yeah, like a conical. Okay, there is somebody like legit. I'm not even going to describe it.
Grabbing that dicker.
No, grabbing that cloaca.
Cloaca. You got to hit that K hard.
Right there.
Whoa.
Whatever the fuck that is.
That's a fucking platypine.
That's a platypine.
Four-headed penis.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, man.
Okay.
Well, that's...
I learned way more about platypus than I ever wanted to.
Well, so with that fantastic platypine knowledge, enjoy these fandom limb media ads.
Right? Do we really need a quick break? Nerd fact after all that?
I mean, that was a solid 10-minute platypine nerd fact. I mean, Dusty, do you got something that could potentially top the platypine?
I don't, but I do have something.
Let it rip. Let's see. Okay. What do you got?
A business had to put or implement a gorilla rule on their comics.
Hmm.
We'll find out who it was after the break.
Oh, bitch.
Bitch.
Quick.
What is the perfect movie franchise? Does such a thing truly exist? The License to Watch podcast sets out to answer that age-old question. Join comedians Matt McGregor, Harris McCabe, and Colin Shaw as they dissect your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. Along for the ride is a different film industry guest for every episode. Listen as the boys play judge, jury, and executioner and decide which of your favorite movie franchises are worthy of a license to watch.
Hey there, I'm Rachel.
I'm Tristan.
We're the hosts of The Nooniverse on the Fandom Limb Network. Our podcast dives into everything related to the Asian entertainment scene. Whether it's K-pop, K-dramas, boys love, our universe covers it all. We post every other Tuesday morning to dish about what we're watching, who we love, and why you should too. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in listening to real conversations about the Asian entertainment wave that doesn't get enough love, then you'll love The Nooniverse.
And hopefully you got your platypine straightened out with some Xiaflex. And Dusty.
Or your platypussy. I mean, we're not going to judge.
Sure.
I will. Because that's weird. Too weird for me.
I mean, if a dude had the audacity to just be like, I'd fuck a platypus. I mean, I would totally J him and be like, this motherfucker said he'd fuck a platypus and kick him out of the van. But
true.
Somebody, could you imagine just being somewhere and some dude was like, I've had sex with a platypus. What?
What?
First like the of whole all, part, everybody needs to stop and listen to what this motherfucker has
right,
to say.
First of all, that's crazy. Why?
Yeah.
Second of all, where'd you find a platypus?
So many questions.
So many questions. Because you know if somebody fucked a platypus, they fucked other animals. Which is...
Yeah, platypus is not going to be number one.
No. No, that is like when you've worn out all other options. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe you're into it. That's your thing, man. You're into exotic animals. It's got to be that platypussy, bro.
Yeah, but the platypus is like the top most exotic animal.
I mean, for sure. You're not wrong.
Name a more exotic animal than a fucking platypussy.
I don't think there is one.
I mean, a unicorn.
Doesn't exist.
Try fucking a rhino, bro.
That's an assault unicorn, I'll have you know.
An assault pony.
All right,
it's got a bayonet attachment.
Speaking of animals,
Yeah.
A comic company had to implement a guerrilla rule?
Yeah. Yes.
What's this nonsense you're speaking?
Apparently, DC Comics had to implement a gorilla rule because they discovered that putting gorillas on the cover of like their cover art sold way too many and they couldn't keep up with the demand. So they had to go down to like one gorilla a month.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking weird. Pretty weird.
So Gorilla Grodd could only be on the cover of the Flash once a month. Or so, they'd sell too many.
So it wasn't just like Gorilla Grodd. Like Superman had talking gorillas and Wonder Woman had talking gorillas. And it was more than just one. You know, it was more than just Grodd.
Well, so that's why they made it just Grodd.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it basically says with gorillas appearing, we're outselling their competition. Editor Irwin Donenfield called in to limit the publisher to one gorilla per month.
Huh. So, boys, we've got a problem. Yeah. You're putting too many goddamn gorillas on the front of our books.
Right?
We got to tone it down.
Dude, what corporate motherfucker ever said, you know what? We're making too much money. Dial it back.
Yeah. Dial back the gorillas, boys. We're making too much money.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah,
that's a little fucked up. That is a little fucked up,
right? But
a gorilla rule, fucking A.
Yeah,
I mean, go down them. Oh, speaking of gorillas,
gorilla
Gohan's fucking beast mode was pretty fucking.
What a dope fucking segue, man!
Yeah, you see how I just pulled that off.
I don't understand it, but.
Oh, cool. Man. Could you imagine if Gohan went fucking Uzuru?
I kind of thought he was going to for a second. That'd I thought cool. They kind of, you know, you kind of got those vibes.
Right.
But they do say that Saiyan's born on Earth, that they've said that, oh, man, I'm going to bring him up. Gohan has more Z cells than Goku does.
Yeah. Hybrids are more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, because they're good people.
Yeah.
Well, because Saiyans are kind of pieces of shit, and humans aren't as much of a piece of shit as Saiyans. Right. Which is saying something. Oh!
Saying something. Bazinga.
Bazinga.
So, man.
I'll be honest, man. Like, when I first saw all the images of Piccolo's newest form, I was like, dude, what the fuck? It's garbage. It's ugly. It makes no sense. Why would they do it? And then when you watch the movie, it was a total 180. Like, I get it. Like, and it's dope. It's fucking dope.
You were cool with it. Right.
I was
like,
cool
finally getting seen to see Piccolo have his moment to shine.
Yeah.
And I love the Shenron and a little more fucking. And then he's like, oh, right. I'm going to turn orange.
And have big eyebrows.
Right. Imagine like when the voice actors hear about a movie and like the guys that do Vegeta and Goku, they're like, fuck.
Right.
But then it's, well, the Vegeta does, I can't remember his name, but he does the voice for Piccolo. So he's fucked
Chris,
either way.
Chris Sabat. Yeah.
Yeah. and then the dude who plays Gohan was like, son of a bitch, man.
Right?
I need to take 3 weeks off after I do this.
I'm betting that he probably went to Chris. It was like, or even Sean, for that matter.
Mm.
I mean, Sean actually passed out in the studio while filming Z at one point. Like,
right,
they called
from
in an ambulance and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Like, that's dedication.
I mean, and that's like, probably a decent paycheck, too.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, this dude's been saying, hey, it's me, Goku, for fucking how many years? And, like, how many people walk up to him and be like, dude, say the Dragon Ball line, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, it's me.
You know,
Goku.
When he gets home, he just goes, because he's so sick of fucking doing it all.
Yeah, that's how he nailed it. They were like, oh, you're going to be in Dragon Ball. Go to this Japanese con.
Yeah.
And just the sheer number of people, he was just like, finally nailed the yell. But I honestly went into superheroes with very low expectations.
So did I, honestly.
And I walked out very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. To finally have Gohan have his moment that everybody's mm-hmm. been waiting for. You know, I mean, yep. sure, he had his moment with Cell. He had his moment with Bojack. But it was sure. never that moment. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
Because, yep. Oh. And like you and I said from the beginning, like, if they call in Goku and Vegeta, it's going to ruin the story.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Hang on. Something yeah. you and I haven't had, just we haven't brought up yet. Android 23. Yeah. Showing up. Is it 23, the female android from fucking Fighters? Dragon Ball Fighters? They say that's Dr. Jiro's wife.
Yeah, dude.
Like that was kind of like, oh,
I'm surprised we didn't mention that. But yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet.
Dude, Jiro's ugly as fuck. She's hot as hell.
Yeah, man.
He must have drugged her or something. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, pulled the Cosby.
Oh, bleep that.
Put the pudding in.
and the android.
And then you got to stir the pudding. But no, I loved it. I thought it was great. It was cool to see some androids. It's cool to see some new faces that might be showing up in both the manga and it is coming back. Dragon Ball Super is getting another season.
It's about fucking time because it's been, what, 4-5 years already?
Right.
It's hard to believe it's been
And I hope it picks up after the events of the manga and this movie. Right? Like, I want to see Goku and Gohan and Vegeta fucking use these new forms. And Piccolo. How does he stack up against a Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan?
I do, but I really want to see the Maro fight. Because that's going to be off the hook.
That needs to be a movie.
Think so? Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a long arc to have as a movie, though.
Right, but how much of it was fucking six issues of the fucking Galactic Patrol cunts?
Yeah.
That we don't need. We don't need to spend 3 or 4 episodes with watching Vegeta try to... And it'll just be faster, but they spent whole issues with Vegeta trying to sort out how to do instant teleportation one fucking time.
True.
You know what I mean? So,
but like, you think through osmosis, and just throwing this out there, you think through osmosis that Vegeta would have learned a lot of that shit through fusion with Goku.
Right.
Like you think that he would have learned something.
Well, no, of course he wouldn't learn it. He doesn't want to learn from fucking Kakarot.
No, I know. But
so he would never accept it.
Jim's like, sorry, what?
I'm just letting you guys do your thing. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? Yeah. I'm letting you nerd everywhere. Yeah.
For sure.
He's cucking her nerd.
He's cucking her nerd. I mean,
I'm kind of being the nerd cuck right now.
Yeah. I'm just watching.
I'm just osmosis, baby. I'm taking it in.
Fair enough.
No. It was nice as a Vegeta fan.
Spoilers.
To see Vegeta beat Kakarot.
Oh, dude. Totally. Totally.
That was...
And Whis is
even
like, oh,
the way it was.
It's finally it's over.
Yeah.
But
those boys were nerding everywhere.
Oh, dude. That after credit scene was so worth it.
I mean, better than the last like 16 Marvel after credit scenes.
Well, yeah. But you also have to figure these fanboys of Dragon Ball have been fanboys of Dragon Ball so much longer than Marvel. So it's kind of like, you know, it's the top of the pudding for us.
You get like,
I try
like Kennedy or like, I am not a crook. Nixon a little bit.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
The new androids. I mean, I thought they were a little goofy. I would have liked to have seen what they call him, Cell Prime or whatever the fuck.
Cell Max.
I would have liked to have seen him absorb the fucking androids.
I think if he did that, though, that would have led into like a whole other movie and Goku and Vegeta would have had to show up.
No, dude, then you show how badass Beast Mode is for Gohan, and he's just like, Wukakaka!
So, okay, so calling it Beast Mode, right? Yeah. I am personally not a fan. Now, had
I'm not
he
a
gone,
fan of that either.
Had he gone Uzuru and then into that, I would totally get Beast Mode, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
being that he was Mystic Gohan and then went into that form, it should be either Ascended Mystic Gohan or Mystic Gohan 2. Keep it simple.
Yeah, but it's more than that, though, because he has the white hair, which is indicates right. a level of Ultra Instinct.
Right.
And then the purple aura of destruction.
Right.
So I think there's more to it. I feel like Beast Mode, it might get called something once the show comes out, which I'm kind of really hoping. You know?
Yeah, I could see them changing it.
But he does do that because of Pan. Too,
and
which
that,
is
fuck, Piccolo, scream, pretend you're yeah. hurt.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And it works, man. I mean, you like as a parent,
yeah,
you your anger can go
yeah,
from
dude.
Zero
in
to a million
mm-hmm.
in that moment.
Imagine being able to fly and shoot fucking fireballs out of your hand and you hear your kids scream fucking and you can just cross that distance in the blink of an eye. You're
raining
totally
death.
Doing that shit, dude. Yeah,
raining
bro.
Death. That's all it would be.
Don't touch my kid. Blowing up a fucking playground and shit.
and his homage to fucking Piccolo makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. He does the fucking special beam cannon.
Yes, dude. That was so fucking cool. That was awesome. Because obviously, how many times has the day been won? Kamehameha would have been a little... Okay, saw
yeah,
that
right.
coming, but the special beam, you were like, oh shit.
Yeah, show
nice,
everybody
dude.
Who your daddy really is.
Yeah, right. yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yep.
And Piccolo's like the best father and grandfather you could
yeah,
ever want.
Gohan's not being any better a dad than Goku was.
I mean,
a little bit.
No, he's just like. Goku.
I mean, like father.
Like, here, Piccolo, you did it for me. Now do it for my daughter. Well, I study instead of I'll train my mind, not my body.
Yeah, right.
But I'll
right.
still be around.
Mm-hmm.
But don't bother me. Fucking yeah. Piccolo, man.
Leave me alone.
He gets screwed. Fucking Earth.
And then
would
we
be
finally get to
Piccolo.
See Bulma use the
oh,
Dragon
my
Balls,
God, dude,
for cosmetic surgery.
Let's talk about the Ichi fan service that they did in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Bulma looking for the dragon radar. Straight up ass shots
oh, yeah,
all day
dude.
Long. For
yes,
sure.
Yes, man. What the fuck? I was like, Jesus Christ. Come or, on. So, I gotta ask, if you got the Dragon Balls, what are your three wishes?
Oh, man. Three wishes?
Mm-hmm.
First one right off the cuff is to be 3 centimeters taller. Just kidding. I don't want that.
You're going to be a Cell or pull a Frieza?
Yeah, pull a Frieza. Fucking wasted wish, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would probably be very much selfish with my wishes.
1 million Zenny?
Mm-mm. Nope. Actually, it'd be better. It would be that if I went to some place and I wanted to buy something, all I had to do was reach into my pocket or my wallet and I would have exactly the amount of money I need.
Hmm.
Like if I want to go buy a $200,000 car, bam, $200,000 in my pocket. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Or if I want to buy a $2 soda, bam, $2 soda. Money's already in my pocket. Tank of gas, Dunsky's. Never have to worry about money again. You know yeah. what I mean? Got to pay
it's
my bills.
It's always in your pocket. What if you don't have fucking pockets, dude? Then you're screwed, bud.
Well, you got your prison wallet.
Dude, you're going to reach
that's
in your ass
not a pocket.
And buy a soda.
Listen, if I'm wandering around the streets naked, I'll sew a pocket in my stomach or something. I don't fucking know. But why would
shit,
I be roaming
bro.
Around without
whoa,
pockets?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why not just be able to go, I can materialize money. Poof. Bamf it in your hand.
I will always have the money for the things that I want.
Yep.
Right.
In
so
my bank
you
account.
Open your wallet. Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's I like my way better.
You've watched too many animes, so you're like, yeah, it's got to be in my fucking pocket, dude.
No, yeah. No, that'd be pretty dope.
I would wish to be a fucking Super Saiyan. I want to be able to fly. I want to be able to break the sound barrier with my body.
As long as your body can withstand it.
Well, that's why I got to be a fucking Super Saiyan, man.
Now, would you go... Would you want to be Super Saiyan? Or would you want to be, like, Saiyan Blue? I mean, you have, like, 40 fucking options of what kind of Saiyan you want to be.
I want all of them. Yeah. And I want a Neo upload of, like, I know Super Saiyan. Like, I know all of it. I know everything I need to know to be a Saiyan.
Now, what if...
Instantly.
What if that was unlocking 100% of your mind?
I'd be fine with that.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You ever seen Lucy with Scarlett Johansson?
No.
That's what happens in that. And she like liquefies herself into a computer. It's crazy.
That is gnarly. Maybe I have. Maybe I've seen part of it.
Yeah. But decent movie. Go ahead.
What would your second wish be?
Second wish?
Yeah.
Probably a money related wish, right?
Yeah.
A ton of money. But I'm going back to be a real life superhero.
I feel I would get corrupted because I just don't like people. And it would be very, very bad.
Just land on an island and be like, this is mine. Stay the fuck away or I'll blow you up with a key blast. Yeah. What's that mean?
Okay. How about you, Jim?
Number one would have to be money related, obviously. Yeah. The world runs on money. Number two, keeping it in the back pocket for a rainy day, because guess what? I already have all the fucking money I need.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You don't want to fly? I want to fly.
I have all the money I need. I can fucking go skydiving.
That's just falling with style.
Fair enough.
Love for
immortality.
I have all the money I could ever need. I can buy a jet suit.
I would probably, like, in all reality, my wish would be money and immortality, and then I'd give the third one to whoever wanted it, because that's all I need. That's all I'd really want.
I would want to make sure that my family was taken care of. Granted, yes, you have all the money in the world, but I don't want to have to, sorry, family, I love you, but that's one thing I don't want to worry about. You know, so they can.
What if you're immortal? You can just be like, you guys are set. Peace out.
No. Not like that. No, just more or less like make sure they live long, healthy lives. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
They're not.
I get that.
You know, they don't succumb to any.
But that's messing with the timeline, man.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. The okay. So
fair.
I would love.
Would you choose a number for him?
A number?
Yeah. Like they can live to be 100.
Nope. I would not do that.
Okay. You were saying you love.
I would love to be able. I would like to turn into Nightcrawler and have the Venom symbiote. Just saying.
Well, you got to pick one.
I want to teleport both.
Which
one? Okay. So he wants a magic pocket.
Yep.
To be Nightcrawler. With a Venom symbiote.
Yep.
Do you want to be able to still be you? Like turn into you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be me.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa,
you know, I also want
to
lose
weight. You're talking to the fucking great dragon Shenron motherfucker. You're at like 5 wishes now. Okay.
No, right. I'm just thinking out loud here.
So would you be able to transform from Dustin into Nightcrawler?
Yeah. Why not? Although I wouldn't want to be an obese.
You would have to collect the Dragon Balls again.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Because, you're already... I'm satisfied with 2 wishes, and you're like, we're going again, boys.
Right.
So I guess my third wish is going to be able to fly so that I can help out with finding these fucking things, make that a little quicker. And I guess eventually I just... I mean, if... okay.
How about this? I wish to always know where the Dragon Balls are.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
That is a good one.
There you go, Dusty.
I just fucking won.
I just won Dragon Ball Z. I mean, yeah, why the fuck hasn't... That's just like the in Pokemon when they're walking through the desert and they're like, huh, I'm so thirsty, but I've got 30 water Pokemon in my backpack.
Right. I have Blastoise.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
But he's tired.
Yeah, right. Get him out. Tell him to make a fucking oasis, dumbass.
Just get a sweaty platypus. That's a good and point. Make a milkshake.
Sweat a milkshake? Yeah. Would, ooh, right. Would you? Ooh.
So.
Would you have a sweaty platypus milkshake?
It'd be like sucking the teat in Star Wars, you know?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I found a metal version of that the other day. I'm in love with it.
Okay, so which one is a never-ending supply of money?
Yep.
Or, money, you know, always having the money that I need for whatever I want. You know, yes. You would have to think about how to word it.
Right, for sure.
Because otherwise it's a monkey paw situation. Like, yeah, here's all the money you could ever need, but you're the only one with money, so now the world doesn't run on money.
Right.
Right. Right.
No, Shenron's not like that. Shenron's a pretty cool wish giver.
Yeah.
Oh, he don't fuck you.
He is now. It's,
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he used to be a prick.
All right, so wish two is... So wish two would be always know where the Dragon Balls are.
Sure.
And wish three is I don't fucking need it because I know where all the Dragon Balls are and I can just go gather them up again because I have all right. the money so then you, I could ever need.
My third wish would be not simply to fly, but to be Super Saiyan Superman.
That'd be cool. Would you be powered off the sun?
Yes.
Or would it just be your...
You would have to be.
Your T cells.
No. I'm Kryptonian, Super Saiyan Kryptonian. So that's OP, crazy. It's fucking disgusting. I should be sued for even saying that.
Your wish is my command.
Yeah, right.
And subpoena.
I will have the paperwork served Monday.
Well, nope. Yeah, that would be my third wish. And then
fucking mutant lawyer.
As Dusty's like working on his 12 wishes, I can just be like, oh, you need the Dragon Balls? Where are they, Jim? Oh, they're right there. Poof, here you go.
Right. Me and Matt are going to team up.
I brought pizza from Italy.
Right. Neapolitan style. Yeah. And it's still warm.
Yep.
Oh, I know what wish three is. I know what wish three is. A real life TARDIS.
Nice. That would be killer, dude.
Oh, man. See, we're going to take over the world. That's all that's going to happen. We're going to back to the future it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, dude. Like, if I legitimately could, I would want to see the beginning, the middle, and the end.
You just want to see that skin lady, like in Doctor Who.
Right? No. So you want to see the exact middle of all existence.
Yeah. For all we know, it could have already happened.
Well, you're just going to show up in a random field and just be like, here's the middle of all existence.
Well, I mean, I want to be able to. Yeah, I guess that's kind of lame.
Yeah, you would. No, it wouldn't even be a random field. It would be like the random spot in space.
Right. But I meant field as in like a contained space. Like,
OK, yeah. Random spot on Earth.
I feel. In this, I know this has been a discussion before, maybe not with us, but like we're on Earth 2.0 because the dinosaurs clearly all died.
Yeah, they fucked it up. They had their chance and they fucked the planet up.
Yeah.
Look what they did.
Yeah, right?
All those dinosaur farts ruining the environment.
And leaving all that oil for us to suck out of the planet and save the world.
So I would want to see the very beginning. Not like, you know, the tiny little pebble that was Earth when it started. I want to see, like, the point of creation.
The Big Bang.
Like, the creation of our planet. Like, I want to see the very whatever first created. Thing.
Of, so you want, okay, so the beginning of Earth.
Yes.
Not the beginning of all things.
Correct. I want to see the beginning of Earth. And like I said, not like... You know, the primordial mix that is, I want to see what it was that crawled out of the ocean or some supreme being that went, poof, humans.
the culmination of stardust that formed our galaxy.
Well, that wouldn't be the beginning of Earth. The beginning of Earth would be that fucking pebble that had a gravitational field that attracted everything else.
Right, but that's what I was saying. That like, that's not. I don't want to go back. I would love to go back that far because I think it would be gorgeous. But I don't know. I want to see life, the beginning of life.
I would wish for everything in the Bible to become true. And just to see what would happen. That would get fucking real quick. Because it would get real fucking and people would be like, this isn't what we wanted!
Right.
It'd be great. It'd be fucked up.
Like all of a sudden people are walking down the street and getting stones thrown at them because they are wearing mixed fucking fabrics.
You're walking with... Yeah, they you see a kid now. Walking out of a store... Yeah, that's it. It says in the Bible you're not supposed to do that.
Well,
so, but you see a lady look back at the store and she turns into a pillar of salt. Poof. You know,
so fucked. That, see, that's why humans don't have wishes or the ability to go Super Saiyan, because ultimately it would lead to evil.
Super Saiyan Superman.
No, it wouldn't. Me and Matt would be the yin and yang of it.
Oh, I would be absolutely evil if I was Super Saiyan Superman. I would be like corrupt Superman, like, oh yeah, we're going to do things differently, folks. No. No, I'm not going to be like mentally handicapped, but I would totally be like, humanity is going to do things differently now.
So you're going Thanos.
No, because I would only kill the armies that tried to stop me. No, it's no longer Russia, the UK, America, it's Earth.
It is Earth.
No more borders. Nobody gets a border anymore. You don't get a border. You don't get a border.
See, I stand behind that. I 100% stand behind that because, like I've told people in the past, man, if an alien civilization used to, you know, descends out of the heavens, I'm not fighting because I'm a US citizen. I'm fighting because I'm a fucking Earthling.
Yeah. I'm not fighting at all. If an alien race is going to show up on Earth, they're going to win.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Bro. Yeah,
for sure.
If they could travel that far and make it here and still
I'm going to spend my last fucking minutes, days with my family. That's plain and simple. That's it.
I mean, if they want to take over the planet just and not enslave people, sure, I'll work for you. Fuck it. Just let me be with my family.
Forced evolution of humanity.
We need it.
Kind of.
We're evolving every day. The human race is constantly evolving.
I think we're devolving.
No, I wouldn't say devolving.
That is a form of evolution.
It is. True. Yep, the pendulum swings.
Regardless. Right,
like that. Yeah, for sure. So, but like,
speaking of the pendulum swinging,
It's swinging to
the end of this episode.
Yeah, when you get home at the end of a long day and you just got to let your nerd hang. You know what I mean? Air it out a little bit.
Does your nerve hang low? Does it wobble to the pearl?
Yeah. Yeah. You try to tie my nerd in a knot, though. We're going to have an issue.
Yeah. Can you sling it over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier?
Man, if you could do that, could you imagine having a nerd that long? Now I'm being absolutely like saying I'm talking about having a penis that you could throw over your shoulder.
No,
I'd kill you. You'd die.
I'm good with my 4 inches.
I mean, really? How much more do you need?
About half an inch.
See? So just nerd everywhere. That's all.
All you need is the girth. A girthy nerd. Everyone likes a girthy nerd.
Girth-trude.
If you're going to roll a one, at least make it funny.
Ooh.
All right. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your friends and family. Codes for Kids update. I am being sent a 26-pound package of code cards.
Fucking
no shit.
It is approximately 9,700. I am going to pick up another 4,000 tomorrow. I have 1,250 sitting next to me. Plus, a bunch of people are still sending them in. So,
jeez Louise.
My face is probably going to be bald come September 1st, 14th.
Damn, dude.
Fucking A, dude.
You're gonna go all cue ball.
No, I'm not shaving my head. Just the face.
Just the face?
Go with the Professor X?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I was like, what was that?
It was Dusty playing the skin flute. I mean, mouth trumpet.
I mean, either way. So I use the mouth trumpet for the skin flute.
Share the show with your favorite content creator who isn't us. Because I know we're your favorite content creator.
Yeah, that creates a weird paradox of sharing our content with us. It'll break
You can share the show with us, but I mean, we already know about it, so that doesn't help us any. You know what? Share it with a zookeeper. Specifically one that deals with platypussies. No, platypi.
Platypuses.
Platypussies. Platypines.
Platypines. Alright, fuck it.
Ask him about platypine.
Yeah.
So,
and then fill us in.
Any takes on what ads we're gonna have this week?
Sex shop related.
Do you suffer from bestiality?
No, I think it'll be sex shop related.
It's gonna be a Show World fucking ad. Watch.
Yeah.
Well, got your horse dick.
Put it in the back, Bill.
Put it in the back, Bill.
Parking in the rear.
Oh, fuck.
All right, we'll talk at you next week.
Deuces. Yep.
Peace.
Take it easy.
Hey.
Why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie? He was too far out, man.
Jesus
fucking Christ. you don't even get a second one this week. That's it. I'm done.